This is the right.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday said that an agreement with the Trump administration on a new coronavirus relief package would have to be reached within the next 48 hours, that is by Tuesday, or it won't get done before the national presidential election on November 3rd. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are negotiating on a package that could cost between $1.8 trillion and $2.2 trillion, but they've not agreed on specific terms of a national strategic testing plan. Even if they do reach an accord, some Republican senators say they're opposed to spending that much money in addition to the $3 trillion approved months ago by Congress for coronavirus relief. Both Pelosi and Mnuchin want to send a new round of $1,200 stimulus checks to most Americans and restore some level of federal unemployment support for jobless workers. But they have yet to agree on funding for cities and states, child care, tax credits for lower-income Americans, and liability protections sought by Republicans. Coronavirus cases, meanwhile, are surging, and the national economic recovery has slowed. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Sunday that there are more than 39.8 million coronavirus infections worldwide and 1.1 million deaths recorded from the virus. The United States continues to lead the world in COVID cases with 8.1 million infections. The streets of Paris and at least seven other French cities were deserted Saturday night as the city began a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew designed to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Belgium, likewise, is placed under a midnight to 5 a.m. nationwide curfew on Monday to combat the rise in COVID cases. This is VOA News. The votes are counted in the Turkish-backed part of Cyprus, and challenger Ersin Tatar, who favors closer ties with Turkey, has defeated incumbent Mustafa Akinyi in the leadership election. With 100% of the votes counted, Tatar took 51.74% of the vote to Akinyi's 48.26%. Some 200,000 Turkish Cypriots were eligible to vote in the election. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan congratulated Tatar on his election victory. In a tweet, he said Sunday, Turkey will continue to make all necessary efforts to defend the rights of the Turkish Cypriot people. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other Sunday of breaking a new humanitarian truce in the disputed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after it took effect. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres also spoke out against the hostilities. In a statement, he condemned all attacks on populated areas impacted by the regional conflict. Earlier Sunday, Azerbaijan and Armenia announced they had agreed to the new ceasefire, effective immediately. It was the second attempt in a week to end 3 weeks of fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh. The announcements came after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by phone with his Armenian and Azeri counterparts. Lavrov and French President Emmanuel Macron have both stressed that the ceasefire must be strictly observed. Thousands of demonstrators continued to protest Thailand's prime minister in Bangkok Sunday, defying a ban on gatherings of more than four people. Protests led largely by students have persisted in the capital for months. They're calling for the resignation of Prayut Chan-o-cha, who seized power in a 2014 military coup. And Bolivians voted today in a high-stakes presidential election that took the place of last year's annulled vote. This election could determine Bolivia's democratic future or bring a return of socialism to the country as it struggles with a raging pandemic and a political protest movement. Former President Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous president, resigned and fled the country a year ago amid allegations his claimed election win was the result of fraud. His ouster set off a period of unrest that left at least 36 people dead. Today's vote is a do-over of that election. And Israel and Bahrain on Sunday agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations. The agreement makes Bahrain the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. This clears the way for establishment of embassies and ambassadors between the two nations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.